The Kickoff.
Rock, sport and talk.
Radio City Talk.
Let's have a look at Fan Friday for the last time during this Premier League season. Can you believe how quickly it's gone? Let's catch up with Jay and Mickey. Hello, boys.
Morning, gents.
Morning, lad.
There we go, both on board. It probably feels like a quick season for Jay. I'm not sure for Mickey. Let's start with you, Mickey. How long does this season feel?
It feels like it's dragged, mate. It feels as though that Sunday is the last day of my community service.
Now, there's still plenty of chat going round, Everson. Of course, there is Rooney's all over the back pages today. Rooney to the MLS and Washington, D.C. I've still got to say, it doesn't make much sense in my head. He's top a lot of the stat charts for Everton, including goals scored. He's still probably your most prized asset, isn't he? Yeah, surely you'd be desperate to keep him for another season, just in some capacity.
Well, personally, I do, Steve. I think it's crazy that we get rid of him. For me, there should be other players out the door first before Wayne Rooney goes, the likes of Balassi, Ashley Williams, Martina. They're the ones that really should be out the door first. And it seems crazy, but I understand possibly where Rooney's coming from, because under Sam Allardyce, he just doesn't fit into that type of system. You know, Sam Allardyce doesn't know what to do with clever players with the likes of Wayne Rooney, Davy Klassen. It's like trying to give your nan an iPhone for Christmas, isn't it? Giving clever players to Allardyce. And it's one of them where he probably thinks, well, if Allardyce is staying next year, then he's going to have to go elsewhere. And I suppose 12 million quid will probably cover his wages that we've paid out for him. But as I say, personally, I think it's a crazy decision. But I think it's going to be a case of whether Allardyce stays or whether he goes, because I do believe that the deal is being ironed out in principle. But, Wayne Rooney is up for staying as long as, we see what the plan is, who the new manager is, what type of football we're going to be playing. Unless it's going to be Big Sam who's going to be staying, then I don't blame him if he wants off.
No, he's covering all his bases here, essentially, isn't he? We'd actually presume that Wayne would probably know whether the manager was staying or going, but clearly he doesn't. I mean, the general consensus is that he'll be off. But as you say, it depends who's coming in, even as to whether Wayne has got a future there.
Well, it does, yeah. No one's guaranteed, game time, so I don't think it'll be a case of that he wants guarantees that he's going to play every week. But it's going to have to be a certain type of football. Now, obviously, under Sam Allardyce, it's all about, defending and getting it organised back four or five and, sort of not losing the game. But for Wayne Rooney, that's no good. Wayne Rooney now is still a quality player, but he needs legs around him. He needs players with pace. And as I say, defensively, Wayne Rooney's not going to offer you that much. But it's the silence from Everton Football Club at the moment is unbelievable. All the fans are in limbo. No one knows what's happening. And I just think a statement needs to be made ASAP as to whether he's staying or whether he's going, because, at the moment, the fans are so disillusioned with Sam Allardyce, the fact he's coming out and saying that he's got 90% of the fans behind him and all that. That's just completely, he's disillusioned. And it's something that we really need to address, because it's such a short summer with the World Cup. If a new man is coming in, we need him in ASAP.
Jay, we still don't know whether Emre Can's going to be at Liverpool next season. The presumption is now that he probably won't be. What do you know on that front, and a possible another new name linked this week with the Reds as well?
I think it's highly unlikely that Emre Can's going to stay now. I mean, Steven Gerrard said a couple of months ago, didn't he, that effectively he must know that he's going, and he'd let the cat out the bag, really, didn't he? So, it's disappointing, really, to lose a player for free, because he's at a really good age, isn't he? But I think he's a bit of a big-time Charlie, to be honest. I mean, let's be honest about it. He's a good player, but he's not a superstar. And I think he actually thinks he's better than what he actually is. So if he thinks the grass is greener elsewhere, then fine. Liverpool are on the verge of potentially winning the European Cup final here. So, if he wants to give all that up, and Liverpool are going places by the looks of things under Jurgen Klopp and this group of players, so it's entirely up to him if he wants to move on. There's talk of him going to Juventus, but Juventus to me seem a little bit on the decline. I mean, I know they're still winning things in Italy, but they've been to a couple of European Cup finals and failed, and they're on the decline for me. So entirely up to him what he wants to do. And I think the phrase "big time Charlie" comes to mind with Emre Can. As regards Liverpool signing players, I mean, it's clear to see we're struggling in the middle of the park, aren't we? I mean, Nabil Fekir from Lyon, he looks a quality player, doesn't he, really? He can play as an advanced centre mid and can play, you know, as a number 10 or just like a false nine, really, as well. So he'd be a great addition to the team if we can get him on board. And, you know, I'm sure there'll be other midfield players that Liverpool will be linked with as well in the summer.
Yeah, he's the one who's been heavily linked at the moment. And one player who probably put a smile on Liverpool fans' faces last night is Mo Salah, because he was asked about his future and said his ambitions for silverware are with Liverpool in the future. He said this is just the start. Now, sometimes you don't know whether footballers are saying empty words, but he seems like a genuine enough guy for the time being.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Liverpool, the reputation pursues us, doesn't it? Because, you know, we've obviously sold star players in the past, but, you know, when was the last time Liverpool sold a star player after just one season? It's simply not going to happen. And I could safely say 100% Mo Salah will be a Liverpool player next summer. And, you know, ultimately, we're going to have more of this fantastic little genius of a footballer. And, you know, as you say there, it's, he just seems very humble, doesn't he? He seems happy to be here, and he knows what Liverpool are building, you know, under Jurgen Klopp. So I think it's silly, really, the talk of, it's bound to happen, isn't it? We're playing Real Madrid in the European Cup final, and their media is going to, you know, spout loads of nonsense trying to unsettle the player and unsettle Liverpool. And I was very disappointed yesterday with the Liverpool Echo, to be honest, because they put a story out saying about, you know, the headline of it all making out as though Salah's agreed to go to Real Madrid, and it's just trying to entice people into clicking their articles. And, you know, it's a disgrace, really, because, you know, why would our own local media, our own local press do something like that 2 weeks before the European Cup final against the said opposition? A little bit distasteful, I thought.
A little bit of clickbait. Just before we get back to Everton, the awards last night. So Mo, obviously, I think you could have predicted most of those awards. Mo, Player of the Year, Player of the Year, Trent, Young Player. Goal of the season, would you have gone with Alex Oxlade against Man City? Jay?
Sorry.
I'm talking about the awards last night. Would you have gone for goal of the season, Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain, his goal against Manchester City, or would you have picked one of Mo Salah's?
Well, I mean, Oxlade-Chamberlain's goal was great, but, you know, Mo Salah has been scoring goals this season a bit like Lionel Messi, hasn't he? I mean, the one against Tottenham was absolutely superb, and also the one against Watford at home as well. So I think you'd have to go with Mo Salah, but I think basically with the player awards, he scooped virtually every award under the sun, as he did the players' player in the Premier League and also the Football Writers one. So maybe they thought he'd give someone else a chance to win in the trophy.
Right, West Ham against Everton this weekend. What does it mean to you, Mickey? That there must be some sense of thinking, oh, please finish off on a high, Everton.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's what you hope for. But to be honest, I don't think that'll happen, mate. I think, you know, both teams now virtually, you know, West Ham are safe, obviously Everton are safe, probably nothing to play for. It would be nice to finish off on a high, but we would have thought that against Southampton at home for our final home game of the season. And that just didn't happen. Obviously, again, down to negative tactics. So, David Moyes is not known for his flamboyancy, is he? He's a defensive-minded coach as well. So, for me, mate, it's going to be very, very drab.
It's a nil-nil, isn't it?
London for the fans.
It's a nil-nil, just like West Ham had last night.
It is, mate, yeah. It's got a nil-nil writ all over it.
Jay, Liverpool are surely going to cross the line for that fourth place finish.
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously last week losing to Chelsea was a bit disappointing, but half expected after the exertions in Rome the midweek before it. So we had a little bit of a boost on midweek because Huddersfield, superb, getting a result there, getting a point. So they survived, and obviously it helps Liverpool because now it's a little bit of pressure off the Brighton game because we only really need the point against Brighton. And, you know, like I say, it's one of them. Liverpool haven't lost at home all season in the Premier League, and I don't see us losing on Sunday against Brighton. You know, that said, you know, I think we'll win the game anyway. We've got a week's preparation for this game. The games have struggled in the league recently purely because of the Champions League game. So now we've had a full week's preparation. There's no excuses. I think we'll get the 3 points against Brighton on Sunday and, you know, secure that fourth place.
I'm just looking at the stats. Chris Hughton's faced Liverpool four times as manager, and in each of those games, his team has conceded 5 goals, which doesn't bode well, does it? Not for Brighton anyway. Boys, thank you very much indeed. Have a great weekend.
Radio City Talk.
Rock, sport and talk.